Gary Copeland Lilly, Ascari's Flow, the Freestyle. Well, and Willie Yar Ascari, DC jazz poet, 1947 to 2000. First, believe there are no plans, that most of life is improv, and there's no anticipating his next step. Take the walking stick and then start on the east edge where Florida Avenue turns into U Street at the cross of 7th, where he grieved the marriage of bullet and man of peace, the book of matches and gasoline in the last summer of Negroes. And some of the looted stores are now Afrocentric shops among the curry and rice and peas of West Indian restaurants. Graybeard Rastas chant down Babylon, smoking ganja stirring the pots, where Baba is the blessing that only righteous men are given. Past Popeye's spicy wings and the chief's synthetic wigs, his shoulder bag of incense and oils, meditations, and $5 poems sold on the retail side of the street. And let's not forget the thief years, cooling in Lorton Prison, or returning clean and alone from Left Coast, drug time, beepers, and cell phones, the greasy sandwich, the diabetes that put the sugar in his hands so bad he couldn't wash his head, the third world barbershop where they cut the locks, a throne reserved for players in Willie's place, where the robes of the griot are patched. The hustle had better be smooth and worthy of this African who'd never expect that for him so many people would mourn.